trivia show. Sip it fast now.
Here we go.
Well, howdy, folks. This is Rusty Sellers coming to you from an undisclosed studio, deep in the fog of mystery and questionable wiring. Let's test your recall in our interview with Deborah Mathey, proprietor of Dutcher Crossing Winery. We covered everything from wine to memories to high-wheel bicycles and bold ideas. Now it's time to have a little fun and see what actually stuck. We're pouring up a double header of trivia goodness. Two rounds, five questions each. Because around here, math stops at five. And then starts again at five. So grab a pencil, grab a game face, grab a glass, and grab absolutely no shame about how excited you are right now. Dutcher Crossing quiz time starts now.
Trivia show, sip it fast now.
Here we go.
Round one, multiple choice. Question one, Dry Creek Valley is roughly 16 miles by 2 miles. How many wineries are there? A, 30, B, 60, C, 150 plus, D, 300 plus. Correct answer is 150 plus. Question 2. True or false? Early Italian immigrants planted Zinfandel here because the terroir mirrored parts of Tuscany. Correct answer is true. Italian immigrants were instrumental in expanding Zinfandel plantings in the 1880s and beyond. They saw similarities in the hilly, rugged terrain, with its cooling breezes and warm days, to their homeland, making it ideal for Zinfandel. Moving along to number three, multiple choice. Deborah said growing up in Wisconsin felt like A, big city hustle, B, Norman Rockwell warm, family sensitivity, friends, C, only cheese and snow, D, no memories, just casseroles and questionable weather forecasts. Correct answer B, Norman Rockwell. Question 4, true or false? Her inspiration to work in wine happened after college, not during high school. Answer is false. She first fell in love with wine on a high school trip to France, where the culture and approach to wine deeply resonated with her and planted the seed for her future in the industry.
Oh, c'est magnifique.
Final question of round one, multiple choice. The Dutcher Crossing logo story centers on A, a tractor, B, a corkscrew, C, a penny farthing bicycle, her father's final gift, or D, a grape sketch by her mother. Correct answer is C, a penny farthing bicycle, a gift from her father. All right, folks, we're going to pause just long enough to refill the energy tank and question our life choices. Don't wander off. Round two is coming in fast, like a tractor with zero turn radius and everything to prove. Round two begins now. First question, true or false? A typical visit at Dutcher Crossing lasts about 90 minutes. Answer is true. A typical visit, tasting experience at Dutcher Crossing Winery lasts about 90 minutes. Long enough to enjoy the wines, the views, and the conversation without feeling rushed. Number two, multiple choice. Which experience is an intentional Easter egg-style vineyard tour? A, tractor ride. B, Deborah pedaling guests on a pedicab vineyard tour. C, hot air balloon tasting. D, vineyard scavenger hunt. If you said answer B, Deborah pedaling a pedicab, you are correct. Three, true or false? Deborah expanded from 6 to 30 wines to increase volume above all else. Answer is false. She did it to express more small lot character and showcase the winery's range, not to chase big production numbers. Question four, multiple choice. How much of the on-site vineyard fruit ends up in Dutcher Crossing bottles? A, 10%. B, 37%, C, 70%, D, 100%. 37% is the correct answer. Our last question, number five, true or false? The winery's goal is for guests to walk in, see the breathtaking view, and leave feeling like family. answer is true. Let's check your score. If you got 8 to 10 correct, you have proprietor level wine IQ 5 to 7 correct, your wine cruise ready, and 0 to 4 correct. No worries. We'll clean your windshield. You're still invited back. If you crushed it, congrats. Dutcher Crossing would be proud. If you didn't, that's okay. The story keeps spinning like that penny farthing wheel. Thanks for listening. I'm Rusty Sellers.
Trivia show, sip it fast now.
Here we go.